Trump confirms leaker on Venezuela in jail, very bad leaker. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 14, 2026. President Donald Trump confirmed that a person who allegedly leaked classified information regarding United States operations in Venezuela was in jail. While taking part in a bill signing ceremony on Wednesday, Trump revealed that the alleged leaker would probably be in jail for a long time. Another piece of information that I think is very important is the leaker has been found, and is in jail right now, Trump said. And, that's the leaker on Venezuela, a very bad leaker. Trump added, there could be some others in that his administration was investigating. But, the leaker has been found and the leaker is in jail, and will probably be in jail for a long time, Trump added. Trump's comments come after Attorney General Pam Bondi revealed in a post on X that this past week, the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, executed a search warrant at the home of a Washington Post journalist. The journalist was accused of allegedly obtaining and reporting classified and illegally leaked information from a Pentagon contractor. The leaker is currently behind bars, Bondi added. Breitbart News's Sean Moran reported that the FBI had conducted a raid on the home of Washington Post reporter Hannah Nadenson as part of an investigation into a government contractor who was accused of illegally retaining classified government materials. The FBI raided the home of Washington Post reporter Hannah Nadenson as part of an investigation into a government contractor who was accused of illegally retaining classified government materials. Nadenson is not accused of any wrongdoing. Marty Baron, the Post's former executive editor, took this as an affront to free speech. It's a clear and appalling sign that this administration will set no limits on its acts of aggression against an independent press, Baron said. While Nadenson was told that she is not the focus of the probe, a search warrant showed that Aurelio Perez Lagunas, who works as a system administrator in Maryland, is accused of accessing and taking home classified intelligence reports that were found in his lunchbox, The Washington Post reported.